Hello, everybody. Welcome to RPG Cast, episode 816 for the week of June 13th, 2026. I'm Chris Privateer, bringing you this week's, this year's RPG news.
So
pretty much.
I'm joined by Kelly Ryan and Robert Albright. Hi.
Hi.
RIP my wallet in September.
Right.
Well, yeah. September has a few billion things coming out, and that's gonna be a lot. A lot.
I've been amused at the stuff that's moved in September or out of September. I guess we're supposed to be getting GTA.
Yes.
In September?
Yep, GTA 6.
Wait, but then why was so much stuff just announced for September?
Because not everybody's going to buy GTA.
And it's also only available on like consoles at first, so like anything on PC is safe.
Is it, though? Sometimes people own both, and then they go play the other thing instead of your game.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to wait for the PC version of GTA 6, so...
I'm going to play it as much as I played the other ones.
Not at all.
I'll never forget when GTA 5 came out.
Yeah.
And Vaughn was playing it in the living room while I was calling a pastor to officiate our wedding. And
this already sounds good.
Did you get married in GTA?
Nothing terrible happened, but it's like I start the call and I hear some of the language coming out through the TV speakers. And it's like, I better move rooms. I don't want the poor pastor to hear some of this stuff. It amused me, put it that way. I would highly recommend pre-ordering Fire Emblem right away because a lot of the places have added on a discount. Nintendo is charging $80 for that, but a lot of places have had it at $70.
So they're not charging the retailers more than they used to, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like, what if we just made more money? And gamers are like, no. And retailers are like, are you crazy, Nintendo? It's a Fire Emblem game. You've barely got the U.S. interested in these things. How about you don't make them uninterested?
Yeah.
Colgate-Kun sucked, by the way, so we need to really like get people back on board this time.
And for the first time in many years, I did not do the collector's edition just because I wasn't that impressed with what the CE had in it. It was actually kind of lame.
What does it have in it?
Just art book, steel case. I don't even think it has a soundtrack.
It doesn't even have a cloth napkin, let alone a cloth map. Oh, okay. But acrylic standee?
No.
Enamel pins?
No.
They got none of the stereotypical. So they've got no steel box, but you do have soundtracks?
No, there was a steel case.
Okay, so they have the worst of all things. Okay, so they have the steel case, and what is it? No music or yes music? I forgot already.
Art cards.
No. No soundtrack?
No soundtrack.
No soundtrack. Okay. No soundtrack. Art cards in a steel case?
And an art book.
Is it a big art book or a teeny art book?
Just your average art book. About twice the size of a Switch case.
Okay, all right. Medium
and a map, but it's not cloth.
There is a map. Oh.
But it's not cloth.
I know, but at least there... See, I'm like, this is a miss on all fronts, but there's a map now.
There's a map now.
It's okay. There's a map.
But
have map. We'll travel.
Cloth or bust. I posted
cloth or bust.
There.
What if it's like laminated and it goes, and it's like actually useful? Not laminated. Laminated? Framed.
If it was framed, I wouldn't mind it.
Framed in a steel case.
Hey, Fez. So going to maps.
Uh huh.
I have a story about a map.
No.
I have my family has the Tolkien drawn map
mm-hmm.
that came with the very old hard back collector's edition.
You can still Fellowship get editions Ring. With that map, by the way. But yes.
Do what?
You can still get editions with that map. But yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so the fold-out ours map. Is yep. old.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And we've actually yours is old. That makes it better. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Yeah.
No,
fine.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This is like the very old map. I don't know if they still sell this.
They do.
This
they
particular
do. I'm
version
telling
of
you,
the map.
They have the Tolkien map. I have a fold-out Tolkien map in my version of the hardcovers that came out shortly after the movies came out. Like, it is a thing they still do. But whatever. But it doesn't matter. So,
if it's the one from the 50s, that's impressive, though.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's a great question. Is it a first-run print? Probably not, right?
But probably not.
I don't know if it's first-run or not, but it is
old. It is old. And we've established it is old, and that's like, all that matters.
It's like 5 feet tall.
Oh, that's a lot of feet. Mine is not. Okay, this is a good one. I like this one.
And we actually have it framed. Like, there's even, around the side is, like, his drawings of, like, the dragons and stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're talking the same map now.
I'm starting to not care is the problem.
Okay, but yeah, so we actually had it framed. My mom had it framed at one point.
That's cool. I like stuff like that. When I go to antique shops and I see older editions of classic books like The Jungle Book or in any old sci-fi novel, I like grabbing those just because I like their look and feel.
Is it like this one, Tam, that I'm showing on screen?
Let me take a look. Yes and no.
Okay.
Because again, like the one we have also has like drawings around the side too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to find it online and it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, it...
I wonder if... Well, I don't know, so I guess we should find out.
But, like, if it's slightly yellow, that's cool.
I think... I don't know if it is, but, yeah, it's at least from the 70s. I know that much.
I'll never forget seeing on Reddit a picture of the entirety of The Hobbit done in a poster and thinking to myself, so... This was the movie that they felt the need to make three movies out of, huh?
Well, if you make three movies, you make more money than one.
I know.
Or lose more money than one.
Like, they were going to have it just be two, which seemed reasonable, but then they stretched it out to three.
It was not reasonable.
And
I've always too stretched.
And fans have edited it down to just one movie, and I want to see that edit badly.
That sounds great, yeah. Now, I want to see that edit in 3D, though. Or not 3D, but I want to see it in high frame rate. I saw the third movie in high frame rate. It was so weird. And it's like...
The only movie I want to see in 3D is Nature Trail to Hell.
In 3D, Nature Trail to Hell, Nature Trail to Hell. Stop it, Tam. Why are you doing this
to me? I feel like
I'm
missing a joke here.
It's a Weird Al song.
It's a Weird Al song.
Oh, okay. You would think I would know that, but unfortunately I don't. Hey,
I mean, it's not one of his like main songs.
No, it's not.
it's a Weird Al B-side.
I mean, I only did CDs with Weird Al, so I don't know what counts as a B-side.
I don't think it was even D-side.
Isn't it like an end track on one of the songs? On one of the albums?
Yeah.
It usually his end tracks are just like experimental weird shit, so.
Lately,
like 12 minutes about being stuck in the drive-thru.
I love that one.
Going to Albuquerque. Sorry, go ahead.
My YouTube music has been throwing me a song that was on the that was exclusively on the Squeezebox box set called the Pac-Man. That's to the tune of the Taxman from the Beatles.
Yeah,
and I really like that song.
Yeah, that was a hard one to find because it wasn't on an album, and it was out of print for forever. And then they put it on that collection. So,
and now you can just find it on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then there's like Pac-Man Fever, not by Weird Al, but that's interesting because like the original, there are no copies of the first version of that. Like they had to re-record it, and it's like not the same. So like, That's another weird one that only lives in collector's records somewhere.
And I love that that guy tried to write a follow-up for the Donkey Kong song, and it was just the same song.
Donkey Kong Fever? Or
something like that,
really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So
wasn't they the technical duo, the one of them had passed away, and they hired them for the Wreck-It Ralph song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did they?
Okay. Yeah, the Wreck-It Ralph song.
Which one?
The first one.
The first
one. The good one.
No, the Wreck-It Ralph, the good Wreck-It Ralph song is When Will I See You Again by Owl City. Like, what are you talking about?
No, it's the actual, like, Wreck-It Ralph.
No,
I don't acknowledge that. I don't acknowledge that second movie exists because it's awful.
What's funny is I joked once that right after the first movie came out, it's like, oh, they should do a song called or they should do a movie where they have like internet access and have to cross games. And then like a couple of years later, they announced the game. I'm like, or the movie. I'm like, that was the premise. I just randomly spat it out. I'm sorry, it sucks though.
Does it really suck? I guess I don't remember anything about it other than them being in the internet for a little while. That's pretty much
nothing,
it. Yeah.
Nothing in a sequel makes me angrier than when the sequel just completely undoes whatever the message of the first movie or the theme of the first movie, and that's what Ralph Breaks the Internet does. And it is awful.
I don't remember, so I must have put it out of my mind. Yeah,
you're not missing.
I know
much.
I saw it. I think in
Ralph
the theater
the
too.
Internet?
Yeah, I know I saw it.
No, I very badly wanted a sequel that was going to be about Fix It Felix and bringing in Fix It Felix Senior and how he feels like he can't live up to his father, because that would have been an interesting
movie.
Yeah,
but we can't admit that Fix It Felix has issues because he's supposed to be perfect.
I know. That's what would have been neat about it. Yeah. And
but they do delve into the fact he has issues. It's like, why do I fix everything that I touch?
And that's why, well, just the presence of there being a Fix It Felix Jr. implied that there was an original game called Fix It Felix.
Right.
And I wanted them to explore that. And now we just got a stupid cookie cutter sequel with dumb internet memes.
Hey. Don't you trash on my dumb internet memes. I like those.
Hey, and that's
the
thing.
I have a reason for them.
I usually love dumb internet memes, but this one just... ugh, I hated it. It was barely about video games, kind of not unlike the show at the start.
What is?
Should we get into the video games?
Yeah, so we're going to go
we
jump...
we really should. We have a lot.
We need to like do the feedback and then do news, I think, because somebody wrote in. We should respect that.
We only have one feedback... let's see.
It was from Tracer 3.
Some of my favorite announcements were the Final Fantasy Revelation, Gundam Rogue, Gundam Rogue Orbit, and Persona 6 teaser. I was disappointed that it was at the Xbox event. I know that deal is still in place, but P6 and PS6 introduction rates itself, in my opinion. Yeah. I am intrigued. We'll get into that with the
news, let's get into it during the news, so we don't double tangents.
Just put a pen in that for P6. I need to remember to bring that up.
Okay.
Beat me in.
More like warbles today, apparently.
Fable Reboot gets a firm release date. I'll believe it when I see it.
Firm.
Right?
Okay. Okay, what does that mean?
They said that they are revealed that Fable Reboot is coming out on February 23rd, 2027, and they are saying that it is firm. It is happening.
Is this like a sex thing? I'm very confused.
No, it's because it's gotten pushed back like 3 times now.
Okay, good.
So now they're like, this will happen this day, and everybody's like... we'll believe it when
see it. You say a Fable game got pushed back 3 times, and I'm like, how could it be pushed back if I never had a release date I believed in to begin with? Like,
right?
The fact that you're telling me it had release dates is like, I don't believe you.
You know,
I won't see the record.
Rockstar, you could do something really funny right now.
Wow, Kelly.
Push it back to February. Do it. Call their bluff. You know you want to see it.
Why? But then they might push forward if you move out of the way. And then, like, what, are we just going to keep changing the date for GTA?
Yes. Do it for the bit.
Completely petty.
I find that stuff funny. They also showed some NPC interactions. It was a 30-minute gameplay trailer showing how players can interact with the game's NPCs.
There sure a lot of gameplay happening.
Here's the joke. There's actually a joke with this article, and I've seen memes about it. So they're like, yeah, you can marry, you know, you can have relationships, marry, divorce your NPCs. It's like, you've been able to do that since Fable 1. Have you guys actually played games? Now, granted, this is PR people who put out these videos, so potentially they've never played a Fable game.
I'm wondering if there was some... sometimes they latch onto some technicality for these sorts of claims, so I'm wondering if there is some way of phrasing that it makes, that it lines up.
Like one of the things they're showing is like one of the NPCs puking at a bar. It's like, you could do that in the first game.
Fable did it.
Yeah, this is... not yet. No, we have not said what we're playing yet, Handy. We have so much news, we're jumping into that first.
Yeah, nobody cares what we're playing. There's 800 news announcements. It's the week of Summer Games Fest, except that was last week. So this is the week of Summer Games Not Fest. The Summer Games Infestation? No?
Okay. Let's just stop it while we're behind.
Yeah. February 23rd, 2027, Fable. Pre-order now.
Oh, and they're bringing back Jack of Blades.
Okay.
Which makes sense because it's a reboot of the first game. Like, okay.
Jack of Blades.
I don't remember him because I didn't play the first game.
No, that was the bad guy.
It would be great if it was a card game, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So not only is the Fable game following in the footsteps of being eternally delayed, it is literally just a remake of the first one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh. I mean, what about all the lessons we've learned along the way? Like when we had the Kinect game where you could drive a cart with a horse, which I don't even know if that ever came out, actually.
Peter Molyneux's not involved. Let's just be thankful for that.
No. I want to see Peter Molyneux's Fever Dream, the Fable stories. Like, come on.
No, he's doing a new game. He's doing a different game.
What is he doing? Is it any good?
I don't know. It's called Legends of Albion.
That's a Fable game, then.
No, because it doesn't say Fable. He doesn't own the rights to Fable.
Well, isn't Fable in Albion, or is that a different...
Albion's the name of the land.
In Fable, right?
In Fable, but it's
not
Fable.
Is Albion Online a Fable thing? I've never put that together before. Are there multiple Albion universe? Is Albion a splintered metaverse? And, like, I don't know... Multiverse, rather? And... Okay, I'm going to have to do Albion research later.
I would be much happier if Molyneux went back to the black and white camp.
Okay. Well, the god creation thing is supposed to be what his Legends of Albion is supposed to be about.
Yeah, but is it gods with giant animals?
That I don't know.
Because if it's not, then that's not a true black and white.
Yeah, you want giant cows and stuff. Come on.
My giant kitty cat that eats poop.
Okay.
And people.
That's great.
That you slap before you go to slap and you accidentally rub it, being like, good boy for eating the people.
Yep.
Oh boy.
That game was amazing.
I've played it. I remember one time there was an enemy contingent coming to my town in Black and White 2 and, you know, to attack me. And they went down on this one path that actually didn't go to my town, so they were just stuck there that entire map because they couldn't come and attack me. It was so weird. That game was so buggy. Anyways.
I think the original Black and White is one of the highest requested games on GOG at this moment. Because even if you have your original discs, that game does not work. It's some DRM issue with the discs. I didn't know if you guys knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. so
might
that
be
game
why they're
truly
having trouble getting a hold of it, is because of the DRM issues with those discs.
It truly is lost media at this point, and that sucks.
For which game?
Black and white.
Huh.
Yeah. What is not lost media and hasn't been for ages, Persona 4. Persona 4 Revival is arriving in February. And there's a host of different collector's editions available. I don't know if there's a chart illustrating all of the different
collector's editions. There's only 5 different editions. Why are there 5 different editions? There shouldn't be five editions.
Steam only has three different editions.
Well, yeah, because it's not going to have the physical options, Tam. Come on.
Oh, they have 2 physical collector's editions?
Yeah. Wow.
What do you get?
Let's see.
Regret.
Cool.
The most expensive one has an art book, steel case, a set of keycaps and a keychain, a protagonist and Izanagi statue, all DLC from the premium edition, Persona 3 Reload, and Persona 5 Royal extra BGM DLC. The standard edition comes with a set of character cards for Amazon customers in North America only. And then Digital Standard Edition, Digital Deluxe Edition includes Velvet Outfit Set, Persona 3 Outfit Set.
I've got it up here. So
a bunch of outfits.
Yeah. Velvet Outfit, P3RC's Uniform Outfit, P5R Phantom Thieves Costume Set, P3R Persona Set 1, Morpheus Thanatos Messiah, Persona 4 Revival, P3R Persona Set 2, Athena Psyche, and Orpheus Telos, Persona 4 Revival, P5R Persona Set 1, Arsene Raul Satanael, Persona 4 Revival, P5R Persona Set 2, Robin Hood, Loki, and Hereward. Persona 4 Revival P3R BGM set and Persona 4R P5R BGM set. The deluxe edition
basically costumes and background music.
Costumes, background music, and personas.
Oh, and I will mention the box for the expensive physical edition looks like a TV set, which I will admit is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool that they're leaning into that.
I've already bought Persona 4 like a dozen times at this point. I'll wait until this goes on sale.
Who hasn't?
We got a ton of screenshots on the site that you can paw through.
Set of keycaps. I'm still confused by the keycaps. Are those keycaps that goes on physical house keys or keycaps that go on my keyboard?
I think keycaps that go on your keyboard. No, the news I'm excited about is that they're finally learning how to count to 6. We got just a teaser for Persona 6.
I mean, they did the same thing with Persona 5.
I'm going to watch it live. Atlas.
Yeah, no, it's basically
hey, it's by
just,
Atlas, guys. Atlas is doing this one.
Yeah, it's just like the one from
a graveyard.
Persona 5.
A graveyard.
Look, interesting graveyard. Little tidbit is that it seems the theme for color for this game is green.
I was going to say it was black, but sure. The light
Maybe
is green
not far
tinged.
Enough in yet.
Yeah. Well, it just keeps getting closer to the ground in a graveyard. And like, are we going to see like Ebenezer Scrooge
We're not
on one of these?
You're not going to see a thing.
But maybe I will.
This is
no. Remember the P5, the
I don't
Persona
remember
5
the,
trailer.
I don't remember that. That was like 30 years ago.
I shared it on our Discord.
That was like 700 years ago. Like we've been on Persona 5 for a very long time.
Yeah, the trailer came out
like before America was a country.
No, it came out 10 years ago. It was just a bunch of chairs with like shackles on them.
Yeah,
that was it.
So this teaser is basically just some footage from the last episode of Evangelion.
Pretty much.
But that's why we're saying
this logo sucks ass. This logo sucks. This logo sucks. I don't like this logo. That logo sucks.
It's basic.
It's a basic logo, sure.
It's a basic logo.
But I do find the color theming to be interesting because, you know, 3's theming was blue, 4's was yellow, and 5's was red. So they're leaning into colors with this one, and it seems to be green. And I wonder if that motif's going to be throughout the entire game's UI and stuff.
Yeah.
but that's all we've got, just a color.
Yeah, a color and like tombstones. It looks like the DC logo, but green.
Yeah,
right. Do you know what I mean? Like DC Comics.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
yeah.
It's very basic. It's there's not much to it.
So
now we'll see. We'll see more about it in like 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you think that did they give it? I didn't even pay. I was so put off by the logo. I didn't see if there was a date or anything. Was there like more info in 2028?
I'm basing my comment based on how long it took P5 to come out.
They're probably going to do two more remakes of P5 before P6 comes out, right?
What will amuse me is if they pull Final Fantasy 13, and when they announce P6, they're also going to announce the dancing and fighting spinoff at the same time.
At the same time, we've got P6 is three games. Is there even a P5 fighting? There isn't, right?
I think they just kind of leaned in, or they became characters in the P4 fighting game.
No.
I think. Don't quote me.
No, not the P5. The P3 ones did. But not P5. Joker was in Smash, though.
Yeah. There's the Persona fighting game for P5. Smash Brothers. Why not?
That would just amuse the hell out of me, though.
But no, there was not a specific Persona 5 fighting game. But there was a Persona 5 Musou.
Yep. There was. And then also the weird strategy game that people played, and I have heard nothing about in years now. Like, was it that?
And there's
bland?
Also the gacha.
There's also the gacha. Yep.
I haven't played it yet.
You haven't even played the strategy game. Wow.
Nope. I mean, think about how many games we all own, Chris. Shut up.
Listen, we didn't talk about what we've been playing this week. For all I know, Kelly has gotten through 40 games.
No.
No. Okay. We're so busy. We are skipping now playing because we need to talk news. So let's move on to the next story.
Lo Wong 2 Wings of Ember has been announced from Koei Tecmo.
Okay.
This is a sequel to Lo Wong Fallen Dynasty.
I'm sure. I believe you.
I didn't even play the first one. I know nothing.
I think I saw this during one of the events, like the State of Play or something. I was like, or whatever it was in. And it was like, is this another Musou? And I guess it isn't. Right? Which is weird because it's Koei Tecmo.
It is Koei Tecmo, yes. But
is it like a Neo then? Or is it just its own thing?
It's more like a Souls, but
with samurai. Neo was like a Souls already.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know. I got this one confused with all of the other Edo period games that have come out recently, like Ghost of Tsushima. And
you didn't get it confused with the Yakuza one?
No.
No.
Or whatever that one was with the Monkey King.
Black Myth Wukong.
There you go. Thank you.
So, I know that sounds shitty of me, but all of these games have run together in my head. I don't know which one is which.
I don't think that's crappy of you at all. I think be expected with the quantity of stuff that's being shoved to us.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Keighley had that thing being like, yeah, last year there were this many games that released, and like,
I'm sorry, I skipped over all that and couldn't hear anything over his outfit, so you'll have to tell me what it was that he said.
Oh yeah, it was like, oh god, no, it was like, I want to say over 5,000 or close to 5,000.
What 5,000?
5,000 games, yeah, that released last year.
That was a Dragon Ball joke.
It's
it failed because it's 9,000.
But it's okay because the reaction is such that you know what I'm referencing.
I know what you're referencing. It was badly done.
Oh, them's fighting. What's our next story, Kelly?
Wardens of Avalon has been announced as a top-down action RPG. Dark fantasy take on the Arthurian legend.
Okay.
So, take
this
a drink.
This is yet another Fallen Arthur thing. Is this related to the 70 other ones that are out now already?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's that. Oh, Cassette Beast 2002 has been unveiled.
Wait, when was the first one set?
No, it's not a year thing. It's a style thing.
Huh?
Well, I'm pretty sure the first one was meant to take place in the 90s.
Oh, okay. So this one's supposed to take place in, like, the early 2000s?
The article literally says an ode to 2000s London.
Tell me what was distinct about the 2000s. Go.
It wasn't the 90s.
I have never had anybody explain to me what was unique or interesting about the aughts. With the exception of, I guess, Nokia cell phones.
Blind patriotism?
Oh, boy.
We have that now.
Boy. But this isn't in the U.S. This is in London. So what was unique about London in the aughts, maybe? Maybe they had Maybe they had all our old 80s gear and they wore it during the aughts? Like, what's going on?
We would have to have a Brit tell us.
Yeah.
We're severed when you need them.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, I don't care what time it takes place in. I'm happy there's a new cassette piece because I love the original game.
Yeah, no,
and this looks
you
like
did,
more
I
of that.
I remember you saying you loved the first one, so I'm very happy for you, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, hopefully they will give us more of what we wanted. There was a weird cat character in the trailer that somebody posted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cat, like the one of the screenshots has like a cat Grim Reaper.
Oh,
Hairfrog
says iPods, the rise of Apple. That was the aughts, and internet going mainstream.
Oh, see, that's the end of everything. That's when it all started to end.
I mean, I was on the internet in '94.
Right, though, that iPhone, I guess, would be the thousands, but not 2002. That would be like 07, I think. So, oh well.
So we've got a new Citizen Sleeper type game, or rather. From the Citizen Sleeper creator called Signet City. Kind of the same narrative RPG tone that's going on with this.
First person fungal punk.
I've never heard of the term fungal punk.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Fungal pump.
A setting punk. Inspired by 1980s industrial United Kingdom cities. I think because, yeah, there's a fungus infection thing. It's one of those. Like, we got mushroom zombies in this one. So,
mushroom.
It's a mushroom zombie. No,
mushroom zombies scare me the most.
Which is really
because that's the one that's most likely to happen.
Oh shoot! I don't like that, Kelly. Now I'm scared of them the most.
I mean, you think about it. The cordyceps infections happen to like ants in real life.
Yep.
It's entirely.
I mean, WoW had a whole zone that had that issue.
Yes, but that was fantasy, Tam.
But no, that the fact that cordyceps can infect ants, what's to stop it from mutating to be able to infect us?
I don't want to look up cordyceps now because then I'm going to have things like the weird fungus that infects sea snails and stuff and lives in their eye stalks, and I hate it.
Yeah,
and it gives me nightmares. But I'm going away.
Scary.
New topic.
Next article!
Vampire spy RPG Red Kiss has been announced. Takes place in 1980s Berlin, and you are part of a house of vampire spies.
Are you fungus vampires or regular vampires? Looks apparently like you're mass media broadcast vampires. I don't know what's going on in this trailer.
Vampire spies.
Yeah. You're 1980s Berlin. Vampire espionage RPG Red Kiss. Do we have any gameplay in this footage? Oh, okay. A little bit. And then there's success. I guess if there's like choosing conversation options and succeeding or failing, that might make it an Andy game at least. Yeah, that goes.
Yeah.
As long as it's
it
not too gory.
It definitely looks very interesting. I think I know someone who would be interested in this, honestly.
It's a very unique concept, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Yes, I have never heard of vampire spies before, so I'm kind of excited for that.
We've got another Vampire the Masquerade game announced called Eternal Whispers, based off of the tabletop game of the same name.
It's a narrative CRPG, so they're going for that Disco Elysium thing, right?
Yeah.
Or is it Baldur's Gate?
Sounds more disco.
Okay.
Hey, it'll work out better. Hopefully it'll work out better than the Vampire the Masquerade 2 that didn't do well. I guess we
Yeah, did
see.
That even come out?
Yeah, and apparently
I haven't
it
heard anything about it.
All I heard was that it sucked.
Well, that was the one that was like, the studio was shut down, and then all of a sudden, no, this is still coming out. And I was like, what? How's that working?
And yeah, it was confusing because there was a couple of different Vampire the Masquerade RPGs coming out at the same time, and it was just this cluster. THQ Nordic has announced Expedition Samurai, a new entry into the Expedition's history-based tactical RPG series. So this one is samurai-themed.
Circa 1600 Japan. Going to come to early access in the summer. Interesting looking.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what the art style reminds me of. It reminds me of something that I can't remember, but I guess games from 15 years ago. That's the wrong way to put it. Turn-based tactical. And some people have guns. Is there a Kido Giri Batosai? Kido, is that how you say it?
Move in the shadows.
How do, what?
Master diplomacy.
I have to figure out what the con.
Okay, are they going with an octopath thing? Because they specifically say eight companions.
Kito
Kiri
Batosai. That's what it was. Thank you, Vaughn. Thank you.
What did he say?
Kito Kiri Batosai. Okay. It's a Kenshin thing. Don't worry about it. I'm just wondering if he's going to show up, and the answer is going to be no, because that's silly, and it's referenced to an anime made by of a manga of a guy that people don't like anymore anyway, so there's also... Anyway,
for good reason.
Yeah.
Dark Deity returns with its final entry. We're getting Dark Deity 3.
Three?
Yeah.
I think Andy's played both of these. These are straight up like 2D Fire Emblems.
Yes.
Like, not even, there's no collector's edition, but also that means there's no bad collector's edition. So, you know.
I mean, these are indie games. In fact, wasn't the developer a staffer at RPG Fan?
I honestly do not know that. That's cool.
I believe the developer is, yes. Originally. I don't know if, you know, this is now a team, but this looks interesting. Hairfrog even says he likes the first one. Wait, you don't play new games. What's up with that? Teasing Hairfrog.
Maybe he's like, he only likes new old games. And this is kind of a new old game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm also an idiot because I get this game confused with Darkest Dungeon all the time. It's not the same genre, but the names sound the same. Yeah. That's a me problem.
That is indeed a you problem.
And developer for PC, no release window has been announced. Oh, now we are into the Nintendo Direct. News relevant to me.
Sorry, that was my Nintendo Direct jingle from memory, which doesn't work very well.
Pokemon Pocopia is getting a free update and an expansion pass. So the free update lets you learn Dive, which lets Ditto explore underwater. And then the expansion pass includes three parts of DLC content. The first part, Bubbly Basin, is going to release in August and includes an underwater town.
Oh.
It hasn't. Part 2 will include additional features and release in late 2026, and then Part 3 will add another new town and release in 2027.
I have questions.
So, yes?
If they recognize that the Ditto is a land Pokemon that needs air underwater, how come the Psyduck can just hang out underwater without breathing?
It's a water Pokemon.
That I understand, but that does not mean it breathes water.
Chris,
being a water...
Don't overthink it.
I mean, this is a world where Pokemon...
Also, they're talking underwater. There's a whole other issue, too, with this. Like, what is going on?
I mean, I think they showed a Charmander underwater, which would extinguish its tail and kill it.
Hairfrog says he's too stupid to breathe.
Yeah, that tracks.
Actually, I think that was one of the things
that... That's the lore.
I think there was something in one of the episodes where that did happen. where it just went underwater and just didn't breathe.
Yes, but like saying, but I like when you go to the absurd interpretation of that, and like the fact that he didn't breathe means he didn't run out of air.
No, he ran out of air in the episode.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think there was like a scene where that did happen in the episodes.
Muramasa is back. What the heck?
I am excited for this one because this is one of the only Vanillaware games I haven't played.
It's also one of the hardest ones to get a hold of because it's only on, I want to say, like Vita, and it's only on the Wii.
Yeah, the original one was on the Wii, and then they released Muramasa Rebirth on the Vita, which was kind of an enhanced remake. So the fact that we're getting this again is wonderful.
And that enhanced remake has issues with controls because of the fact some of the controls are touch controls.
The enhanced remake here that they're talking about?
No, the Vita one.
Oh. Because this one is a new enhanced remaster.
Yes, yeah, this one's new.
Which will have better controls?
You would hope. I'm just excited because it's more Vanillaware. I guess Grim Grimoire got a remake on the Switch as well, and I haven't played that one either. So
oh, going to this remake, by the way, it is actually going to be on the PC.
Just PC?
No,
because in Switch as well, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be on everything, but it's going to be on the PC.
Okay.
This is the first Vanillaware game that's been on the PC.
Okay.
You do not know how huge that is.
I mean, what do I get to do with it on the PC that I really care about other than just play it?
For like, those of us who play mostly on PC, it's huge news. Shut up.
Yeah, but like you have already shown that using controller games on PC is dangerous to your PC.
Huh?
When you have to play games with a controller and then you put that controller down, your PC gets rogue inputs for 3.5 months until you figure it out.
So it may have been that. It actually also may have been the Windows update that actually was breaking stuff too, because it was around the same time.
All right.
You heard about that, right?
I mean, I've heard about a few different Windows updates that have been blamed for such issues. So.
Yeah, no, it's the most recent one where they actually backtracked the Windows update.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah.
Did 13 Sentinels not come out for PC?
It did not.
Okay.
What did it come out for? Everything else?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Except mobile, maybe?
I think Sony and Switch, not Xbox. Unicorn Overload, same thing.
Sony and Switch. Is this coming to Xbox?
That I don't remember seeing.
It doesn't say, our article doesn't say, just PS5, Switch, and Switch 2, and PC.
Okay. Yeah. No, that tracks then. They don't want to work with Xbox, but they're still cool with the PC, which is close enough to an Xbox.
Going to release in early 2027. It's going to be on the Switch 2 full cartridge, not a key card. And there's going to be a limited edition that has a copy of the game, art book, soundtrack, and Biobu folding screen.
Bring your own beer up here?
I don't know how to say that. Or no, I know. I said it. I think I said it right. I don't know what Biobu means.
It means this thing.
Yeah.
It's like the big standing, I can't say fan. It's a privacy screen, maybe, or just a standing screen that you could get behind. Or
you could use it as a DM screen.
Or a really large, is it tiny? Tabletop. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Tabletop size.
Well, the problem with it as a DM screen is that it doesn't have useful DM info on the back of it. But then again, all I hear about DM screens is how useless the info they chose to put on the back of it was. So maybe it doesn't matter.
Maybe you could use it as a privacy screen for the litter box.
There you go.
And until your cat decides to eat
the screen. To Kitten Academy, see if he puts it on there.
No. That is a terrible idea.
What?
Don't use it for the litter box. They'll tear it up.
It's paper. It's a standing screen. Why would they tear it?
I mean, it depends on how destructive your cat is.
I have some shredded covers of a few strategy guides from one of my cats. That were on a bookshelf.
I have a question about
Dragon Quest.
Yeah, you got it.
The Withered World is releasing in December.
So we went from a trailer that showed nothing to, no, this thing's actually almost done. And yeah, here you go. Here's proof. And it's like, oh, well, okay then.
I will have to put this on my Christmas list.
Yeah, although Sam is very unhappy with this.
Why?
She can't play as Deborah.
Oh, right. The third extra girl that was added in a later version of the game? Is that
in the 3DS version,
yeah.
It showed Deborah.
Did yeah, it? But you can't play as her.
So what does she do?
I don't know yet.
Okay, cool.
I mean, game's not out.
Fair.
Maybe she'll be a New Game Plus character. We have no details.
No details. Yeah. No way.
I'm just trying to give Platy and Sam hope.
And me, because I actually like Deborah too.
I'm team Bianca.
But that's I'm team waifu. I don't care. But I do think I did do a run of DQ5 where I went with each wife at least once, and I did enjoy Deborah's interactions the best. She's totally a tsundere.
I have to admit I wasn't a huge fan of The Dark Prince. It wasn't a bad game, but I just found it kind of mid. And this one looks like it has a lot more charm to it. I think that was my problem because you were playing as a bad guy in the Dark Prince game.
But you were playing as a bad guy who was not really a bad guy. But
yeah,
I totally get what you're getting at. Yeah.
But this one looks like it's going to have a little bit more charm to it. So we shall see. What else have we got? Yeah, we've got two stories about the Withered World.
See this pre-order Dragon's thing?
Say what?
Did you see the pre-order set?
No, I did not.
This pre-order set, Kelly. You get the game, a monster pattern cleaning cloth, not a map, but it is cloth, a round and squishy pouch slime with meat. So it's a pouch that's slime shaped that you can put stuff in. Three standees of the three girls, including the one you can't play. How much you want to bet that she becomes DLC? All right, anyway.
She might.
And then three flocked figurine sets with like the cute little monsters that go all nasty when they get angry. I forget what they're called. And then we have some deluxe digital stuff.
Isn't that CE like $250?
$219.99.
Yeah, I don't want to squishy slime pouch that bad,
but the cloth, yeah, it seems really expensive for what you get.
Because when I saw the slime, well, first off I thought it was a plush, but then when I saw the slime pouch, it's like, oh, so tempting but too pricey.
That is a very expensive,
seems expensive. Yeah,
maybe because of all the figures.
Oh, I know why it's expensive. Because it is expensive. That's why it
because
seems
it's
expensive.
Square.
Oh, well, that too.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
Fair. Square likes their premium content. Also known for its premium content. Dragon's Dogma 2 is getting a Switch release, and the Dark Arisen expansion has been announced.
Congrats? I don't know what I'm supposed to say to them.
I mean,
I heard that this game had some pretty predatory DLC.
I mean, people like Dragon's Dogma?
I've heard good things
about
it.
Is that a question or a statement, Tim?
Both. Like, I know people like Dragon's Dogma. I'm not sure about the second one.
I just heard that it had some pretty predatory DLC. Yeah, because I think you had to pay extra for, like, fast travel points. But anyway, let's see here. The expansion is going to be available everywhere. The Switch version is coming out on October 9th. And you can buy a bundle with Dragon's Dogma 2 and the expansion for $50. So, yay.
And speaking of remastered games that you've played before,
Metaphor: ReFantazio.
It's not remastered, but
yeah. Yeah, coming
Switch
to
2.
Switch 2.
Cool, good talk.
We had to switch around the backtrack for this, apparently, because people wanted to play this version.
So it was due, but you're like, wait, people want to play this version first and then talk about it.
Yeah, Platy switched it, but I can't remember where it went. I just, because Dalandar was talking about it and Platy just switched it. But if you haven't played Metaphor, I feel like this is the most original thing Atlas has put out in almost a decade. Yeah. It is a good game.
Don't you feel like it's kind of a generic Persona game, though?
It's hard for me to say. I enjoyed my time with it. I can see where people would come to that conclusion, but
I didn't finish it. Maybe that's part of the problem. But I've never had someone go like, oh, no, Chris, you got the end. You got to finish. And I feel like they would have if it was really, really good. But I guess they don't say that about Persona games either.
I mean, it wasn't Kelly bugging you about not needing to finish it?
True.
Because I had called something from the beginning, and I needed somebody to be like,
that's
Chris,
right.
I called it.
Yeah, and I'm terrible, and I never did that. So I hope you found someone else.
No.
Oh, well, you'll be able to do it when the Backtrack people finally let you have the Backtrack episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also now Chaos is saying, go play Digital Devil Saga instead. Like, isn't that a really old game?
If he's talking Soul Hackers?
I mean, people didn't like Soul Hackers too.
Digital Devil Saga.
Like, it's its own thing. That's like the Pokemon-style one, right?
No, that's the one where you turn into the demons.
Oh, okay. So it's like a set beast.
And eat. Devour.
Oh, that's the Avatar Tuner series? I think
no, it's called Shin Megami Tensei Digital Devil Saga, Kelly. Like, this part I know. That's the name of the game. That's the extent of my knowledge, though.
It's literally the ones where...
You are the demons. Okay, cool.
That is called the Avatar Tuner Saga.
I've never heard that.
In Europe.
The Avatar Tuner Saga. Oh, that's like the name of it instead of Digital Devil Saga?
Avatar Tuner? And I'm glad they call it that, because just calling it Digital Devil Saga is incredibly confusing.
Well, the actual name is Digital Devil Saga. They changed it for European, but that's not its name. It is called Digital Devil Saga.
And like everyone looks like Persona 3 characters, or Persona 3, SMT 3 characters, excuse me, because, same artist for all those games.
Well,
right?
it's also PS2.
Yep, so there's no... And then you turn into devils when it's time to actually kill things.
In Japan, it is called Digital Devil Saga Avatar Tuner.
So they're both right. You're both right. You're both right, and I don't care?
I care because just calling it Digital Devil Saga is confusing, because there's a dozen different Digital Devil games in the SMT series.
Name five.
Oh my god.
I've never heard of any of the other...
Sorry, that was cruel. That was a joke, Kelly.
Listen to me. To the normal individual that isn't super invested in this series like we are, isn't going to understand that there is a difference between Digital Devil Saga and Digital Devil whatever the subtitle is.
Well,
Avatar Tutor makes sense.
What are the other Digital Devils? Is it?
I think she's talking about Devil Survivors.
A bunch of them have that.
A bunch of them have the devil thing in it. Yes, I will. I can agree to that.
There's Digital Devil Story, apparently Megami Tensei, and then there's Shin Megami Tensei Digital Devil Saga. Okay, those two are very. That's kind of mean. Then there's Digital Devil Saga 2.
Right.
And what else we got? Digital Devil.
What I am saying is that I invested in this shit, and even I get confused about the different names. So, it's like how people call Trails from Zero and Trails from Azure Crossbell to distinct it from all of the other Trails games, because to the fans, that makes sense to them.
So my assertion, Kelly, is that, yes, valid. Everything you're saying is right. My only thing is that I don't know that it's as big a deal for me, because I believe there's really only like two or three games that start with Digital Devil in their name.
Yeah, there's a number that have Devil, though, because there's also Devil
so
Survivor.
Like, if that's what we're going off of, then fair. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, if you say Digital Devil, there's only the two, which is Digital Devil Stories and then the two Digital Devil Sagas, which are a Now, what
I want to know is, what are the Pokemon ones called then?
Demi-kids.
Demi-kids.
Yes.
Half kids, half Pokemon, half man?
No, you're kids that captured.
But why are they devils. Called Demi-kids?
Are they Demi Moore's kids? I played them, that's as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
I have not beaten them.
Got it. Don't beat children. Let's talk about Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, they're remaking Ocarina of Time.
And Link has a creepy adult face for some reason.
I've not heard... I've heard mixed things about this.
Did we get any more footage anywhere, or is it still just this trailer?
It's just this trailer.
Of Link sleeping like a cat in the Deku Tree forest area.
I've heard some people
who are... No, he's sleeping like a cat. Like, they show that picture. So here's him in the tapestry. Like, he's curled up like a cat would sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he's not quite that bad when they actually show him sleeping. But, like, you know, that's what they're going for, I think. He's all cuddled up like a little kitty waiting. Or a wolf, maybe. A wolf in kid's clothing. But, yeah, he's got the man face thing going on. And that's weird.
I mean, hey, at least the game won't look like crap anymore.
Well, or just a different version of crap? I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's like always been my one complaint about
Ocarina. Is that it looks like an N64 game?
Yeah, it looks terrible. And they kind of spit-shined it with the 3DS version, but it still has that kind of N64 jank to it.
Yeah,
so.
But I've heard mixed things. Like, people are, like, Noodle, who's a big fan of Zelda, is not excited for this because she wants a new Zelda. She does not want a remake of an old Zelda she has already played.
Okay.
So
I'm kind of in the same boat.
Okay, so, yeah, that's kind of the reception, is people are like, yeah, we've played this a lot. I don't want this.
I don't know. They remade pretty much all the other ones. Why not remake this one too? All right, because they did already on 3DS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like if you're gonna remake some of them, maybe do. I don't know.
If this is a full remake, that's a little weird. Remaster seems worthwhile.
Remake.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough then. Yeah, I get the complaint.
I'd like to see, like, I don't know, Link Between Worlds get a spit shine for the Switch.
I'd like to see Story of Seasons and Stories of Ages.
Yeah, that too. But
I mean, those are harder because Capcom, but yeah.
It's fine. I'll probably play it when it comes
out. Okay, okay. Well, what about a different remaster then?
Yes!
What?
Tales of
Eternia. We're excited for this!
Oh, you are? Really?
Yes. Tales of Eternia is my favorite Tales game.
Okay. Well, you're getting it.
I don't know if it's still my favorite, but it is definitely it's one of the ones I really like.
I'm just happy that they're finally remastering a 2D one, and I'm hoping that this does well so that they will do Destiny and Fantasia.
Destiny is shutting down. Like, they're
Bungie's
moving on to a Marathon.
And the fact that we have the real subtitle this time around instead of the confusing Tales of Destiny 2, even though when I was trying to Google this, He-Man stuff kept coming up anyway.
Tales of Eternia. The subtitle, what you mean, just calling it Tales of Eternia is correct?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now you're going to get a lot of He-Man singing, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was actually why they did not call it Tales of Eternia in the US, was because of He-Man.
Really?
But then they made an actual Tales of Destiny 2, which
which did not come over.
Oops.
Yeah. So I'm glad that it has its real name.
Yeah, because this could actually maybe get us the real Tales of
Destiny 2.
That would when they go and remake that one.
That would make me a very happy cat.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I'm excited for this. I'm a little concerned only because they are redubbing it, and I understand it's, what, 30 years ago? I understand the reason for redubbing it this point in time. I'm just kind of concerned with who they get for Meridi. Because I thought the voice cast in the original game was actually really good. I don't think it was like stellar, you know, compared to some in the dubs original, now.
But the original dub was actually
very, very serviceable. What now?
It was on PlayStation, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on PlayStation. It had voice acting.
Yeah, it wasn't like full voice acting. So like, and I think this was before they started doing like skit voice acting.
Was it good voice acting?
It was decent.
Yeah, it was decent for the time. It was actually good for the time.
Okay.
So I'm just a little concerned with how they do Meridi in this one. With the new dub, because unfortunately, again, people's voices change. It's 30 years old.
And I'm amused at the Tales fans that are salty. Like, why don't we get Tales of Destiny 2 or Tales of Rebirth? It's like, because those didn't come out here, and those aren't even that popular in Japan. At least as far as Rebirth, I think, is concerned.
Yeah. I mean, they've said they plan to do them all.
Yeah.
To make them accessible.
Yeah. I am happy that they're doing more of the they're doing a 2D one now.
Yeah, I mean, it's from how it seemed that they were doing the low hanging fruit, the ones that were easily, like, you know, more current, but you know, now it's to the point where it's like, no, you need to do. I mean, but Square has said, like, trying to track down some of this stuff for the original code and whatnot is a pain, because it's like, who, where is it? Is it still even available?
I thought it spoke volumes that they remastered Berseria and not Zestria, even though those two kind of go together.
There's that too.
And it's like, yeah, I don't blame you guys. Nobody liked Zestria.
I did not mind Zestria. I did not like that last boss fight, though.
I just thought Zestria was boring. It was like watching paint dry.
That was not my issue. Was specifically the last boss, because I got to the last boss, and the game punishes you if you don't mess with the up. At least it punished me if you don't mess with the gear system, and the because I'm trying. Yeah, it's just very, very. It gets very, very hard the more that fight goes on.
It's like you ever play a game and you can kind of tell that there were too many cooks in the kitchen trying to write the story, and it's just completely incoherent.
Yeah. And then Berseria had to go and explain all the stuff that was being talked about in Zestiria, so that made that game long, because of it had to go through all the little ins and outs of what Zestiria had for like how stuff worked in that game.
Anyway, this isn't Backtrack. We could talk about this all day. How far we have come from having to beg Nintendo to give us Xenoblade to getting...
No, that's not... I don't think that's next.
What was next?
Fire Emblem.
Did I accidentally close the window?
Yeah, Fire Emblem's next. So... That's the announcement.
Yes,
Fire Emblem Fortunes Weave will come in September. And we've got story and gameplay details.
So what is the story of this game about?
It's a prequel to Three Houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were able to discern that because one of the characters is literally a character in Three Houses.
Oh.
The blue haired chick with the ponytail is Ursula, and it's like same face, same exact hairstyle, same name, like same kanji and everything. So, or same, I don't know if it's kanji, katakana, I don't recognize them off the top of my head, so don't kill me, people. But yeah, no, this is supposed to be like a prequel to Three Houses, set in a different part of the world.
And is it about a tournament?
Yeah, I it's some sort of tournament. I've forgotten kind of some the things said, but yeah, there is a tournament involved on this continent that is close to the gods, I guess, or has the gods that intervene. Probably their dragons, you know, knowing Fire Emblem, right?
Yeah, because Tiki showed up in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, pro tip, I would, if you're planning on getting this, I would get it now while Amazon and Walmart are kind of having a pissing match over the price. Because this is an $80 game.
Why?
Because Nintendo.
I mean, a lot of games are starting to see that price increase.
I don't know.
A lot of Nintendo games.
Yeah. See, Ursula, there, that blue hair chick, she was one of the characters in Three Houses.
Mm.
Yeah. Amazon still has it for $70. I would jump on that. I know it's just $10, but hey, it's better than no discount because Fire Emblem games never go down in price.
I mean, Nintendo games never go down in price.
Yeah. Well, sometimes on Black Friday, they'll have like $40 sales on certain Nintendo games, but I've never seen a Fire Emblem game in those sales. So
it's rare for a Nintendo game to go on sale, yeah.
Because I picked up Mario Odyssey for $40 in one of those Black Friday sales. So just putting that out there. Hopefully this will be a modicum better than Colgate-kun.
Well, but it's looking a little more serious than Colgate-kun's.
At least they're not trotting out old characters. Yeah, because Colgate-kun was basically a gacha game, wasn't it?
Yes and no.
It had the rings that you could...
I mean, it wasn't like a gacha game. The rings were more like a weird upgrade system, kind of like the blades, but from Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of...
Hey, how far we've come having to beg Nintendo for Xenoblade games, and now we're getting them all again.
Dedicated, or upgraded.
Dedicated Switch 2 versions of the entire trilogy.
Yep. Although I'm probably just going to pay for the upgrade pass since I already own them digitally.
Yeah, that's what I'll probably do too.
Actually, I don't know if I own 3 digitally. I know I rebought 1 and 2 digitally. Especially 2 because of the fact my 2 got borked by my kids. I won't tell you how it got borked, but it got borked.
I can only imagine. So I'm excited about this. Making Xenoblade more accessible to more people. These are getting physical releases, by the way. I don't think I'm going to rebuy them, though. As tempting as it is.
And they're adding stuff, too. It's not just, like, ports. They are adding some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 is getting a new hero in Hero Quest, which means a new job.
But that's not the exciting news, guys.
What is the exciting news?
We're getting a new Xenoblade.
A new Xenoblade?
Yeah.
Xenoblade Mega Drive. What? I mean, Genesis.
What?
That was me making a stupid joke.
That's so funny.
I thought you'd laugh, and you did.
So this one's British, then, is what you're saying. No, wait, this is Genesis, so this is the US one.
Yeah. Yeah, even though the characters seem British.
This is all right. So this is a Xenoblade Chronicles, and I can tell you why, because when you look up in the background of not everywhere, but a lot of the background of this place, the ground is curving up like you're in Halo.
Yeah.
But not everywhere, because then you clearly see stars and stuff in other scenes. So I don't know what's going on, except your world is not normal.
Is a planet like that even feasibly possible?
Listen, don't ask those questions.
I want to know.
I'm actually kind of interested in this because of the fact it looks like it's a fantasy setting, which I don't think they've really done a like really fantasy setting.
No, they've all been kind of skirting the line between fantasy and sci-fi,
or just straight up sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one. So I'm actually really excited to kind of see this. Now, remember, even though this is called Xenoblade, this is not part of the related... Or
it may How do we like, know that?
Because they actually officially stated that they are done with Xenoblade Chronicles.
They stated clearly that it's not part of that series in any way.
No, they stated they are done with the Xenoblade Chronicles side. It doesn't necessarily mean it. So it's not tied to those worlds, but it directly. But that doesn't mean they won't have some weird indirect relationship, because that's just how Xeno is.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, yeah, you say that, and then 70 hours into the game, it turns out this is all happening on the head of a needle inside Xenoblade Chronicles 1.
I mean, for all we know, like, this could be the planet from Xenoblade X 500 years in the past.
Uh-huh.
Or 500 years in the future.
I mean, there were certain scenes in Xenoblade 2 that kind of put my jaw to the floor. And I don't want to bring them up because I don't want to spoil. But I am looking forward to this because Xenoblade is one of my favorite series, and I'm curious what this one's going to entail. And if they are going a more fantasy direction, like what kind of systems the game will have, given that, you know, mechs and stuff were kind of a big thing for the Chronicles series.
I mean, it's been a big thing for Xeno series as a whole for a long time.
Yeah. I thought you'd be more excited about this, Chris.
Xenoblade games are a big commitment.
And they're so good.
They can be.
Did you ever finish 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Like,
3 made me cry.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm excited about this announcement. We've got a new Final Fantasy game, the first HD 2D game in the series. Fantasy, yes. Resonance.
Yeah, so this has been very interesting on my side of things, because this is basically the first arc of the Final Fantasy Brave Exvius gacha game that has shut down.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like, as soon as I saw... I forget his bloody name, but as soon as I saw the guy with the sword dashing through, I was like, oh, I recognize that character. So I'm very excited for... I'm actually kind of excited for this, because the gacha game wasn't bad, but they're like making this full like map, world map and everything. So I'm very excited for this.
Square Enix states it has been refined and extensively rebuilt as a full-fledged console-quality RPG experience. The game follows Rain, Commander of the Airship Squadron, and Grandstelt, the Kingdom of Knights, which is blessed by the power of the crystals. Sure hope nothing happens to those crystals, Tam.
Yeah, nothing happens to those crystals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my tinfoil hat theory is that they're putting this out as a feeler to see how well it does, if people would be interested in maybe remasters of the baseline series as 2D HD.
No, I don't think so, because this is a defunct gacha game. I think, honestly, what they did was they put out Octopath Traveler Zero as a feeler to see if maybe this would work.
No, because Zero's barely been out. And this is too far along for that.
Not really, because this game only got... the gacha game only got canceled, like, what, last year?
Okay, then they were working on this before it started canceled.
Put it this way. They've had this 2D HD engine for almost a decade now. Why have the... And they're remaking the Dragon Quest games. Why would they not remake the Final Fantasy games in the same engine?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
It does make sense, because it's a lot of work to do that.
Like, yeah, also, the Final Fantasy VI Pixel Remaster was in the 2D HD engine.
No.
The one scene.
No, it's in the engine. They just didn't, like, make it have that
style.
Wait,
I thought all the Pixel Remasters were in the same engine.
Yeah, they are.
It's all the HD 2D?
Yeah, it's just they didn't make it look...
Unity? Yeah. Okay. Or something?
Yeah, so that's the thing. They are in the 2D HD engine. They are not the 2D HD look.
I need a citation on that.
Yeah, well, it's specifically because of the opera scene that basically clarified it for me. But that, yeah, they actually put this in the 2D HD engine. They just didn't make it... all 2D HD, because they also had to redo
making that assertion based on the opera scene in the sixth game and then saying all six games are in the HD 2D engine because of that is very presumptive.
Okay, I will admit that.
All I see is that it's just in a Unity game engine. That does not mean it's necessarily the 2D HD.
Anyway, so the question is, will they remake? How about that's our question of the week? Do you want them to remake the first six games again in the HD 2D style?
I mean, to me, it's like, why wouldn't you at this
point? Because they just remade them and were good.
But they... It's Squeenix. They love money.
They do love money, but I'm tired.
I think it's too
of playing
soon.
The same games.
I think it's too soon for them to do a new remake. I'll put it that way.
Like they're doing it for Dragon Quest. I feel like they're leaving money on the table not doing
but
it.
But
the for...
Dragon Quest games haven't had any. I mean, the last remakes were on like the 3DS or DS.
Yeah, Dragon DS. Quest had.
Oh my gosh, this is
ports.
Such an argument that I don't want to have.
Moving on.
You guys are going to be stuffing crow in your mouth years later when they announce.
I'm not saying they won't do it down the line. I'm
want
just saying
HD,
they won't do it soon.
I want HD 5D remakes.
Either way, I'm excited for this Resonance game.
I am too. I am too, because I actually enjoyed the mobile game. I was very far into it before they... shut it down in the US, and I know people who were playing like the last chapters that came out before they shut it down completely. My one concern is because it's only like the first story arc, which honestly I think the first three story arcs are fine. It starts getting like it really goes some it gets really weird.
Well, it wouldn't be nothing to release the other story arcs as DLC.
Or sequels.
Or sequels, yeah.
Or chapters like Deltarune.
Yeah. Oh, which is getting another chapter in the game that I still don't know if there's an end in sight. I have no idea how this game's being released because first it was free, then you had to pay for it, then all the chapters showed up at once. But no, not really. Here's more chapters. I don't know. I don't understand Deltarune, Kelly.
I don't either, and I haven't played the newest chapters.
Okay.
Because I need to replay through all of the free chapters on my Switch, because I only played those newer chapters on PC. And every time I've tried to pick it up, I've gotten distracted by shiny objects. But it's coming out this month. Do we have a specific release date?
June no? 24th.
Huh. Okay, there it is. So we'll see. I do want to play through the series at some point. I just haven't had time.
Is this the same guy who did Undertale?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, then no.
Deltarune is a anagram of Undertale.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. I mean, I get it now. Like, yes, I can see it, but like, wow.
And then we've got a new Atelier announced, which I thought it was weird that this got announced like in the little sizzle reel at the end of the Direct. You'd think that an Atelier game would be a bigger deal. Atelier Caria, the Night Kingdom, and the Guide of Memories.
Yeah, it's Caria, not Carla, for those who were unsure.
Is that a problem for people?
Yes.
Okay.
One of our staff members had that problem.
I had the problem with calling Yumi a Yumula. So I don't know. Some of us just like to add extra syllables in Atelier games, apparently. But this is a follow up to Atelier Yumia.
Apparently, the eyes must look like L's because that's the issue. Because Yumia. And Yumala, if you replace the I with an L, there you go. Same with this one. If you replace the I with an L, it goes from Caria to Carla.
They've also announced a dedicated Switch 2 version of Yumia, which I was convinced was already on Switch 2, but I guess not. Because now you can upgrade it.
Hooray.
I don't think I had my Switch 2 when I played Yumia. But I'm happy that they're adding more to the Yumia. I don't know what you did, the Yumia story. Even though I did think the alchemy kind of sucked. But yay.
Yay.
I'm excited. Our resident people who really love Ataliers are very excited as well. And one is annoyed.
Yeah, and it takes place on the same... I'm looking at the other article we have. It takes place on the same continent as Yumiya.
Yeah. The annoying just has to do with the fact that they used to announce them like earlier in the year so they'd be out in June. So...
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Platy specifically made this mention to me, where he's like, yeah, I could expect it in June so I can play it on my road trips.
And I think that was it as far as the Nintendo Direct.
Yep.
Yeah, because now we're in the less major headlines section of the sheet.
They really are less major.
Road Trip RPG Ithaca announced and is undergoing a Kickstarter campaign.
Hmm.
Players drive through procedurally generated landscapes in this road trip themed RPG.
I mean, we had that one last year that Dalendar really liked. Maybe he'll like this one too.
We've got a Demon School DLC coming and a dedicated Switch 2 version coming. Both arrive later this year.
Fun thing with Demon School. I think it was Dalendar who posted this in our staff channels. When they did this announcement on their YouTube channel, they actually had our blurb of being most overlooked RPG of 2025 in the in their trailer for this announcement.
I love it when sites cite us. Awesome. I've heard good things about Demon School, so we can look forward to more of that. We've got Action Roguelite Hell Heartbreaker releasing next year. This is an action roguelite, which also includes dating sim elements, planned to release on PC next year.
I want to say, when I watched this trailer, he's still on the Demon School one, sadly.
When you watch this trailer...
I wasn't sure... Okay, no, it wasn't this one. One of the trailers made me think of the other weird zombie game that's coming out that looks like Lollipop Chainsaw in the way they marketed the trailer. It wasn't this one then. So never mind. I thought it was this one. I'm wrong. Ignore me. Those are very cute anime girls. That is some nice looking food.
Prison of Husks is coming to PC and PS5 later this year. Nostalgic Souls-like is what the blurb says.
Yeah, it's meant to feel like an old Kingsfield, I think, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that looks like a third-person Kingsfield.
Which I guess like Dark Souls-y, I don't know, whatever. It looks like an old Souls-like, so.
Yeah.
I had no idea that Kingsfield was an old Souls-like until recently.
Oh yeah, it's all that one people.
Yeah,
all that one people from software. It's from those one guys that make the software.
Thank you, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Outward 2 is opening up its beta test. It's currently having an online closed beta test, and now they're going open beta. So now everybody can check out the open world survival fantasy RPG ahead of early access next month.
Huzzah!
Sea of Stars is receiving a Switch 2 version and a final update.
Yeah, the final update is already out, and my system's trying to download it, so.
You can game share now.
We've got a demo for Ascenders Beyond the Park.
Peak. You're climbing.
Peak.
So, like, looks like TRPG, but climbing a mountain on the side of the mountain with stamina and monsters and who knows. And it's wild looking.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, this is in the minor stories, but like, I think this is a big one to check out because it looks cool. It's different.
It's trying something.
Oh heck yeah, yeah.
I mean, how often do games?
No, never.
Climb a peak. Yeah, I don't know
Celeste.
If it'll be good.
Celeste
but
does.
It's
Celeste
doing
does
something
that.
New.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of reminds me of Catherine.
So we've got Catherine, Celeste, and in my mind, Spelunky.
To me, a little bit like Darkest Dungeon.
Okay, yeah. Got kind of that gritty art.
Well,
darkness.
Also, there was like a hub because they showed like infirmary and thing too.
For when you fall down off Mount Unverest. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is going to be something. I don't know if it'll be good. I don't. But at least it's unique.
Hey, you could try the demo now on Steam.
I could definitely see streamers having a fun time with this.
Mm-hmm.
It actually, in a way, it reminds me a little bit of getting over it with Bennett Foddy.
I don't think it'll be that hard, but yeah.
No, well, not that. Well, I mean, obviously, that game is more of a physics rage game, but that kind of, I could see somebody having a fit over ruining their run in a similar manner.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how come this wasn't in our major announcements? Because we got.
You have to tell them what it is, Kelly.
You got something for Kingdom Hearts 4.
Yeah, teaser trailer. And I think the answer is because nobody cares anymore.
Well, part of it was because of the fact that's all we know is Kingdom Hearts 4. We don't have dates. We don't have gameplay.
We do. Oh. We see Sora do like some gameplay.
Oh, we do see gameplay?
Not like fully verified, but like there's this stuff. This is gameplay. It just has no HUD on the screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's gameplay. Never mind. Yeah. I am wrong.
Yeah.
I'm okay with being wrong.
And there's some magic, and Sora's still running around. And that's the magic of the Keyblade, and, you know, whatever. And except now he's in the normal world. He's like, he came to America. Tokyo. Oh, he came to Tokyo, and now he's doing, like, Kingdom Hearts in Tokyo. And then I couldn't figure out, there's some stuff they added, there's some scenes of, like, new characters, and I couldn't tell if they were just stylized versions of new Final Fantasy characters, or if they were unique to this game. Because I know they, like, evicted the Final Fantasy at some point, and I didn't know if this was, like, them adding it back in, and this is how they were announcing it.
They brought him back because people, myself included,
did they bring them back? Is my question. Like, is this
they brought him in the DLC? They brought him back.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's Cid.
This is Cid from
Final Fantasy 13.
From 13, yeah. Okay. And then this is Nocta. Is this Nocta? Who is this?
Okay, keep going.
That could be Noctis.
It could be Noctis. It could be Yozora. Who was a character
that one I know.
That's the king from Final Fantasy 15,
is it?
Isn't it? No, wait, no.
See? This is the thing. I can't tell.
No, he actually looks like Xehanort.
Okay.
Like the actual, like a younger Professor Xehanort.
So, like, maybe they're not Final Fantasy characters.
So, like, go back to that kid with the mask.
Okay, hold on.
So, when they did the Remind DLC, when you finish that game, it showed the original trailer from the Final Fantasy Versus 13 because Nomura was apparently pissed that game got canceled and turned Noctis into his own OZ called Yozora, who then you had to fight in Kingdom Hearts.
What?
Yeah.
Everything you just explained to me sounds completely stupid and made up.
This is Nomura.
Okay, so it's real. Okay, got it.
This is Nomura. Yeah, it makes sense.
But I had to clarify because that character looks just like Noctis, but something tells me Noctis is not going to show up in a Kingdom Hearts game because of the kind of bad blood that existed because of
But it's they're all Square Enix, and they got Cid from. Oh wait, but from 13. Okay.
Yeah. It kind of looks like Cid from 13. I'm not saying it is. It could be.
Maybe
Cid.
These all just remind us of those characters, but they're not. And that's like the original question, right?
Yeah, that could be.
That dude with the beard looks so familiar, and there is a Organization 13 character that looks just like him, but yet he's wearing an outfit like it's from 15 / Versus 13. So I don't know. Nomura's doing weird stuff. It's the thing that I noticed. Did you notice that there was no Disney stuff in this trailer either?
There's Disney stuff. What do you? There's
Where?
Disney
they
stuff.
They showed Donald
and Mickey.
I didn't see Donald.
Oh, keep watching, Kelly. Check it out. Donald and Goofy right there. Boom. There's your Donald and Goofy.
Okay.
And then here's sad Sora in the rain with another, is this a Final Fantasy character holding an umbrella for him? Huh?
That kind of looks like snow.
No, that's not snow. That is a 13 member, most likely, but with their hood down. They're like, hey, I'm your friend. Or that's just Riku and I can't tell because I'm so out of touch with current.
I mean, I don't think KH3 did very well.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Anyway, so we have some gameplay here for a while. And then let me show you the next time that the characters show up from Disney. Which is like just at the end. Or not at the end? Is it earlier? And I just... There is a scene here where, like, everyone's running by and Mickey's like, oh, shoot, I better go with you. And maybe that was in a different trailer for, like, the re-release then. I guess I made a mistake. Sorry. That must have been from 3. Okay. So, yeah, all we got is Mickey and Donald then. Sorry.
So, yeah, I'm mildly curious
Mickey
about,
and Donald. Goofy and Donald. Goofy, who is not canonically a dog.
They've also changed the way the characters are designed again.
Of course, it's a new game. You better do that. Oh, hey, we got a nice screenshot of the Donald and Goofy.
I am curious what Disney worlds are gonna pop up.
Well,
to KFC.
Or goes to what?
I love reading our chat. When
do they add chaos and Sora ends up in a KFC? Okay, cool. That would be great. The Colonel shows up.
I wish that they would lean more into classic Disney and not so much the new.
You just CGI. Want an Aristocats world, and you're going to have to get over it. And you're not getting it. So what else do we got?
And the other being is that Disney is a lot more controlling of Kingdom Hearts than Square really is.
That's not true.
Maybe they just, I want to jump.
They have the weird
world.
Approvals, but like Square's still making the game. All right,
yeah,
so
they make it, but.
I do want a modern Disney world. I want Zootopia.
Okay. All right. Zootopia
Could be in 4.
Zootopia is totally feasible. I think that's in the... They did Toy Story already, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean, have they done that?
Twice.
Okay. Lilo and Stitch?
No. Stitch was just a summon.
Lion King?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Probably not going to do any of the Marvel stuff.
They own it.
All right.
They could, but they won't.
Yeah. All right. So, Moana? Have they done Moana?
No.
Have they done Frozen?
Yes.
Have they done Finding Nemo?
No.
Because they've already got an underwater world. Beauty and the Beast?
Yes.
Sort of.
Lion King, we already covered. This is by order of
they did Tarzan.
Highest grossing. They did Tarzan. This isn't really the order I was hoping for. This is just like highest grossing films. Darn it.
I wish they would do Atlantis and Treasure Planet.
Kelly.
But I don't think they'll
ever do
Nobody
remembers those movies.
I know. And
you're like asking for Black Cauldron. It's not going to happen.
Treasure Planet is a tragedy because that is a really good movie, but it did horribly and Disney has tried to bury it.
Find the all right, have they done Emperor's New Groove?
No.
See, they should do that. Here we go. List of Disney theatrical animated movies. Boom, 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 boom. Man, they've done a lot of these. Okay. Hoppers apparently is them. But that
was brand new.
Yeah. I don't know if that works. Zootopia works. They already talked.
Pirates of the Caribbean and Tron.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to just be.
They could do Inside Out, but I don't think that makes sense. Turning Red. Wish Elemental. I haven't seen Soul Wish or Elemental. Jeez, are those any of those good?
I heard Wish was pretty bad. I have not seen Elemental.
I've heard decent things of Soul.
Soul was okay, but that was about kind of the afterlife and. Weird existential stuff, so I don't think...
Strange World. There was a Buzz Lightyear movie? No, thank you.
Yes. That one sucked.
I heard that.
Oh, Encanto! Encanto!
Yeah, that would be a good one.
We don't soar about Bruno. Let's go.
Ryan, the Last Dragon, I thought was good.
Okay. Encanto's gotta happen. Like, come on. That's too good.
See, and, that's the problem. A lot of the ones that I've liked recently, they wouldn't do. And then the ones that I hated, like Frozen, are super popular with kids.
What about Mary Poppins?
I would.
That makes sense. One. That would work. Because there's outside licensing or whatever, right? So that's not going to happen. Yeah. So like Moana, Zootopia, Encanto, and then which ones from this list of more recent ones that are actually good that makes sense as a Kingdom Hearts setting? Which, like, as much as Turning Red is good, I don't think it works as a world setting.
You don't think they could throw in a classic or two in there just to mix it up?
I think that you're hoping for something that's unlikely.
Robin Hood. They did Robin Hood.
I thought they did Robin Hood.
Like, no. It's got to still appeal to people who are... All right, screw it. We're going to just do Great Mouse Jungle Detective, Book. Kelly.
You know, yes. I you're in.
All right.
Great Mouse Detective had Vincent Price in it.
Perfect.
Okay. We got distracted.
But we don't know what's going to be in for Disney Worlds, but...
yeah, we know nothing.
Battaloo's except... in the chat wants them to do Aliens, since they own that, apparently. How do they own Aliens? Do they own Avatar as well?
They bought Fox.
Oh. Okay.
Canonically, Dr. Frankenfurter is a Disney princess.
They'll never do it, Kelly.
They'll never do that.
But it's a musical, and it would work.
They should.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts After Dark.
Sora understands more about his sexuality. The Duskbloods. What's this about?
This is that FromSoft game that they teased during the Switch 2.
Oh, another
2.
One. This is another one that's actually from FromSoft, and at some point there's a winged mouse on the floor.
Yeah.
Which
It's getting an open closed network test this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that this is more like Elden Ring Night Rain stuff, but with a different IP.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah. Stellar Blade is getting a Switch 2 version. It's going to release for the Switch 2 later this year. Sci-fi action RPG with a Scantily clad chick.
We saw this on the last week in the Summer Games thing.
And apparently he has gone on some interviews this week expressing to, because people have been complaining about the new Evie not being as hot as Eve, and it's like, well, no, we wanted her, we made her smaller, and you know, for reasons, but you know, we hope that her charm as a character will you know, convince players.
Yeah, but charm equals bust size, remember? Yeah,
I have no problem.
I know.
Is this for Stellar Blade 2 that people were complaining?
Yes, they're complaining. Remember, the first one was like criticized for being extremely
sexualized.
Yeah, and so they said, let's dial it back a bit. Now people are like, why isn't it extremely sexualized? Because, you know,
she's still very sexualized. I don't know what they're talking
people,
about.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else we got? Moving right along. Kaido Genkai, an anime racing RPG. You heard me. This is the one that's like Initial D, but it's cars. Well, sorry. Initial D, but it's cars. Yeah, no cars in Initial D, right? No, this is Initial D, but it's an RPG.
They could do a car world in Kingdom Hearts.
Cars?
Have Sora be a car.
Uh-huh. Why not? What does Donald turn into?
A moped.
Moped, okay.
And Goofy turns into a skateboard.
I was thinking milk tank truck or something, but all right, fair. It's completely unyieldly. Metal detecting RPG. Yes, you heard me.
What?
The detector is skilled.
This could be fun. This could be fun.
He doesn't find anything in this trailer. It's real. It's just like real life. You won't find anything. This looks. This is
game,
so
though.
Slow.
The game looks slow.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean it's meant to be more of a relaxing, cozy game.
Okay, well they succeeded. I hope you're gonna. Yeah, this is gonna put you to sleep. This is a top-down perspective, 3D HD 2D sort of thinger. It
sort of thinger.
Yeah, it's got like flat sprites for the characters, and then the world is kind of like voxels, like 3D. Oh, I can't remember the game anymore. The there was a PlayStation 3 game like that. Doesn't matter.
3D Game Heroes?
No, it was the one where your sword could get really freaking big and cover the whole screen.
Yeah, that was 3D Game Heroes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, yes. Doesn't it look like that for the backgrounds?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's a metal detector game coming next year. Chained Echoes is getting, you know, those are the one that people, it's like a SNES game sort of thing in that category, but some people don't like it because it's like mechs with Final Fantasy, and that worked for some people and didn't for others. Anyway, it's getting a physical release for the Switch.
That was not my issue with it.
Well, what was your issue with it?
My issue was that forced progression and too many damn systems.
Okay, there you go.
I thought it was fine.
Then we have...
didn't like it either. He couldn't grind.
Kyoto Xanadu has more characters and a request system. I don't remember anything about this game, but...
I think this is the new one that's coming.
I don't remember anything about this new one that's coming.
Okay.
Except it's an anime game, obviously.
It's sort of a third-person dungeon crawlers, if I remember.
No,
right,
it's side view. It is. Wait, what? Oh, side view and 3D? This is too many perspectives. Anyway, you can meet some of the characters. We've got some trailers. So you can learn more about them, see them in combat, and then get excited for this game that's not even close to coming out over here, right? Yeah. July in Japan. No announcement for the U.S. other areas. All right. Releases. Oh my gosh.
Lightning round?
Yeah. Go.
Okay. Yeah, because I couldn't even open these because my browser was complaining about opening too many links.
Yeah.
Montabi is launching in August. Oh, I'm sorry. I was scrolled down too far. Fields of Mystria fully releasing in August after spending 2 years in early access. The Citizen Sleeper games are coming to Switch too. They're going to launch later this month.
Switch One upgrades for free.
Montabi is launching in August from Acupara and something else I can't pronounce. That was originally on PC and Xbox. The Duo Quest is releasing in September. Retro Souls-like Memoriam is launching in August. It has a demo available right now, too. Minecraft Dungeons 2 is launching in September. I'm curious about that one. I do like me some Minecraft. Valor Mortis is coming out in September and has a demo out. This is a first-person Souls-like RPG. These two stories canceled each other out because Valor Mortis moved to October to get out of the way of
GTA 26 or whatever it is.
Yeah. So I should have caught that. My bad.
It's fine.
In Exile Entertainment's Clockwork Revolution is releasing later this year. This is a steampunk RPG. Terranoth Heroes of Descent is out now. This is a tabletop game, or based off of a tabletop game for PC, Mac, PS5, and Xbox. Where Winds Meet is released on Xbox. Is that the samurai?
That game? Is it's Kung Fu. It's Wuxia Kung Fu that I played for a little bit. Open world, very fun. Has a bit too much AI in some areas. I don't know if they've cleaned it up a bunch since launch. They keep adding stuff to it.
Probably not. I mean, AI is the thing.
Well, that's the one with the AI NPCs that you can basically make them hallucinate that you finish the quest for them.
Oh, that, now that's actually good use of AI right there.
Yep, it is funny. You get real fun conversation logs from your friends.
Onimusha, The Way of the Sword Switch 2 version is announced. That's going to launch along the other versions this September. And people are like really excited for this new Onimusha. I've never played that series. I don't know if it's any good. Kingdom Hearts Collection 1 through 3 is releasing in October.
No, read it the way Alex wrote it.
Kingdom Hearts
No. You're on the story. So let me do it from the summary. Square Enix has found a way to release the existing Kingdom Hearts games again.
Where did he put that?
It was in the summary.
Okay, right there. Okay. People are pissed because the cloud versions for Switch 1 are being discontinued.
Oh, dang.
Well, because people have paid for them. I can get behind people being pissed.
No, I don't blame them for being pissed. But
I don't blame them for being pissed.
They should be pissed about it. Like, that's garbage.
But at the same time, you know, you bought a cloud version. It's going to get the plug pulled eventually. Apparently, if you have the cloud version, you can upgrade to the dedicated Switch 2 versions at a discount.
Okay.
I would.
Hopefully, you have a Switch 2.
Yeah. This is exactly why I don't buy cloud games.
You have a Steam store.
Not everybody might have a PC that could run that stuff.
True. But yeah, no, this is how come when they announced those the cloud versions, I was always of the mind like, this is dumb.
No, I thought it was dumb from the get-go.
On the Switch, specifically, feels dumb.
They could have easily just put them on separately as individual games, but they opted for cloud because they didn't want to put that much work to it, and now people are going to be pissed. I'd say don't buy cloud versions of games ever, but that's just me. Final Fantasy X and X-2 is getting a remaster Switch 2 version in July. So now you can get that. And we've also got Lies of P Complete coming for Switch 2 in August. That's going to include the DLC, along with various merchandise this October. I wonder what that merchandise is going to be.
That was the Pinocchio Souls-like, right?
Yes. Yep.
Very good. I was surprised at how much I liked that game. Let's see what else we've got. Death Bulge Battle of the Bands is coming to consoles this month. Music-based RPG originally released for PC. Wolong Fallen Dynasty Complete is coming to Switch 2. Crimson Moon is releasing in September. A gothic action RPG. Stupid Never Dies is releasing in fall. Shame they couldn't call that Dare to Be Stupid, but I guess Weird Al had that already.
I don't know. Stupid Never Dies is a pretty good name.
Yeah. What is this supposed to be about? Oh, well, I'll look into that later. My Time at Evershine has a new trailer and a 2027 release window. This is part of the My Time at Portia and what was the other one? My Time at Sandrock?
Yes, My Time in Sandrock and My Time in Portia.
Yeah. So, has this 2027 release window. And then The Legend of Heroes Crossbell Duology is releasing on PS5 and Switch 2 in September. And it's also getting a physical edition with some goodies. See, this is how you do a collector's edition. Collector's box, art book, 2 CD soundtrack selection, holographic collector's cards, Friends of the Force acrylic stand, SSS Iron-On Signas, and Michelin Wonderland coaster set. So basically Mishi coasters.
Mishi
is the best. And that was all of the new releases, a couple of new early accesses. Bellwright is coming to consoles this week. The early access console release joins the medieval. Basically, they're getting console early access releases along with the Steam version. I didn't realize they could do early access on consoles, but I guess PAL World is part of that. Cursemark has been released in Steam early access. That is an action roguelike. And then The Last World's Crossed Souls is releasing in early access in August. Expected to spend at least a couple of years in early access. And we got through the news.
Oh, that is... we're finally done.
My throat kind of hurts. Well, we still got editorials and what we played.
Oh, no. All right. I'll let you guys take a break. So for editorials, or actually, do we have any new releases this week, Chris?
Well, and I love this, releases.com, which was my new favorite place to look at the new releases, is not working. It's not up. So I asked Google, like, what happened to releases.com? And it says, there's nothing wrong with releases.com. It's fully active and continues to operate. I'm like, thanks, AI. You're wrong, but thanks. Oh, wait, now releases.com is working? Oh my gosh. Their website's borked. Anyway, so moving to my other sources, which are slower, I can tell you that I got distracted trying to fix this and get it all cut on it. What's the cutoff date? The 20th? We've got two. Demeo Cross Dungeons & Dragons Battle Marked. Coming to Switch 2. And we've got R-Type Tactics 1 and 2 Cosmos.
About time.
Oh, yeah? You've been waiting for that?
It's more that it been on indefinite delay for like 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, it should be here on like PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC on the 18th.
Yep.
What else we have for this year?
I think we had Adventures of Elliot this week, too.
Ooh, I've been looking forward to that.
So that's for you, Kelly. So then Adventures in Elliot, let me find the actual. All right. So the Wikipedia list has for me, do we cover roguelikes?
Sometimes.
Depends on how RPG they are.
What about a 70s style robot anime Gepi X? No. Cold Set Begins. That, do we cover that?
Yeah, it's a board game RPG.
Yoto Xanadu, that's not out here though.
Phil was really into the 3DS version of Cold Sep.
Man, I got barely anything. It's like nothing wants to be out. And then finally checking the GX corner in Opera GX. No, we're not sponsored. Of Dave the Diver in the Jungle coming to some platform, I assume. It's a DLC release. It was announced in 2024, so it's not that new. So it must just be coming to a new platform. Does it tell me here? Man, I don't know what's going on with this. Cause... Oh, yeah. Dave the Diver in the Jungle coming to everywhere on June 18th. So that's out. This, if you cover Dave the Diver, do we cover Dave the Diver?
We covered Dave the Diver.
In the world. So the releases.com thing works unless you try to go to their homepage.
Weird.
Oh, wait, no, there's no content, though. Their site's broken. Or I've been banned from it somehow.
No, because that didn't work for me either.
Site's I was going to say, did broken. They think you're a bot?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Like, am I a robot now? Because I used a weird browser?
It didn't work for me either, so I think their site home is broken. Site I found is... their Twitter page, which has not been updated since 2021.
They must have left Twitter or stopped caring about social media updates, or both. Which, you know, whatever. All right, and then I guess to round that out, we covered Elliot already, and then I think there was, that is not even useful. How about, is this, it's a Metroidvania. Here's a Metroidvania that's coming out, Mycelia Echoes of the Past, a 3D Metroidvania that aims to reproduce the experience of a 2D Metroidvania in 3D. Or like all platforms, it says. I have no idea how RPG like this particular Metroidvania is, but it's out this week. So
I heard of a new gacha game this week.
Yeah, what do you got?
So you remember Umamusume?
Yeah, I do.
Well, someone is making a gacha game where it's car girls.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're turning famous race cars into girls.
And they run on the track instead of on the racetrack? Yeah.
Yeah, they run on the racetrack. That's the latest news. That's the weird stuff that I heard of this week.
Multi-foot drifting.
I don't know how it'll play. I just heard about it.
If they do the 90s Eurodance music.
Hey, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When I'd check it out.
When they drift, do they skid around the corners like
cats?
That's
what I'm saying. They gotta. They probably like, and like put an arm down too to like hold on to the ground.
Well, this is not Initial D styled because it's actual racing.
It's hard to draw like Initial D draws, so I don't mind that.
If you
that guy has
to...
a very unique,
yeah, and I think we don't need more of it.
If you ever want to give yourself an asthma attack laughing, look up compilations of cats reacting to their auto feeder going off.
Okay.
That is some of the funniest crap you'll ever see.
All right. So editorials, we have a Magical Princess review. Magical Princess is a fun daughter raising simulator that gets a lot. Okay, there's an issue with it. There's a word missing. Gets a lot of its execution right. While not reinventing the wheel, it is an easy recommendation for both fans of the genre and newcomers. So this was reviewed by Ezra Kinnell, and scores are not working, Chris.
3.5 out of 5.
Oh, it worked for you. It didn't work for me. I wonder if it's a browser thing, because I'm using a
Are you logged in?
Browser. I am not logged in.
Neither am I. So that's not it. Don't do anything. Okay. Yeah. So just refresh.
I am using a different browser. So
superb writing and characterization, intricate, intuitive character progression systems, fun and expressive visuals, but the combat is underbaked and a bit of a chore, and the relationship system feels somewhat incidental to the main plot.
Yeah. I played the demo of this and wrote it up. It's definitely cute. It's kind of like a Princess Maker in execution, in, you know, what the game kind of stylizes like, but it's not going to be that brutal as the old Princess Makers. I remember Andy being very upset that Andy was always too broke to do stuff, so they went to work in the mine to make money, but then they became too buff. I remember Andy going off about that. Let me go back here. So next, we have the Quartet Switch review. Something Classics Quartet has finally made its way to Nintendo Switch. This game feels perfectly at home on Switch, whether in handheld mode or on the big screen. And let's see, this was reviewed by Sam Wachter. Gave it a 4.0 out of 5. Said fantastic soundtrack, memorable characters and writing, familiar but engaging combat. Issues where side quests are loaded to back end of the game. If you've played a classic turn-based RPG, you've played this one too, and exploration is very linear. Then we have an adventure corner for Clockwork Ambrosia. So adventure corner is they are not RPG enough to be get a full review. So this was written by Michael Baker, and let's see. Unfortunately, because it is not a clear cut review, sometimes finding the right information is a little bit hard. Okay, here we go. There is little else in the way of RPG elements, but Clockwork Ambrosia doesn't need them. It's a solid action platformer with all the exploration and water weapon modding needed to satisfy a modern adventurer. But Irish, she's going to need a vacation away from this vacation by the time it's all over. So I think overall he enjoyed it, but yeah, definitely wasn't RPG enough for us to like give it a full coverage. Then we have Mouse Buster, another adventure corner. When your hard drive's been possessed by restless undead pests, who you're going to call? Mouse Busters. To get rid of the ghosts, not the mice. Don't bust the mice. They're too nice for that. This was also from Michael Baker, where he basically played a mice to ghost hunt inside your computer.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And we have an image where it's you're literally shooting a ghost that's in your computer. So he said it's a during the demo, Mousebusters is a solid little narrative adventure with a few shooty bits and a lot of hearts. It's not striving to be the bigger games out there, and in the process it manages to be its own thing on its own terms. For anyone needing a break from heavier fare, this is a fun little romp, is a welcome change of pace. And then we have a Fallout 76 interview. So Bethesda was at Summer's Game Fest Play Days this year to discuss Fallout 76. RP Gamer was able to ask creative director John Rush and production director Bill Lacoste, and I apologize if I mispronounced the name, some questions about Fallout 76 recent released Infestations update and the game in general. So this was from Jordan McLean. And you can check out the interview. It's got a good bit of length to it for one of our interviews. So thank you for the content there,
Jordan. Did we farm in for content?
We're a news site. We're always farming content.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the only difference is we have standards.
All right, is that it?
That's so. Everything for the news. So, oh. Kelly, what were you playing this week?
I got down a weird 16-bit rabbit hole because I was playing, or I watched a video that was talking about how the original Lion King game was too hard for little kids.
Which one? And
the Super Nintendo. Well, okay. Yeah, the Super Nintendo version.
All of them are actually pretty notorious.
And I was like, I don't remember that game being that hard. So
tried it?
I bought the collection on the PlayStation because Disney put out a classic Disney game collection with that and Aladdin and Jungle Book. And, you know, back in the day when I had nothing better to do, I probably could have speedrun that game. That's how much I played it. And yeah, I can see how somebody would find it hard, but I pretty much got through it no problem. The only issue that I had was that there's kind of a cave maze on the second to last level that I got pretty lost in because I couldn't remember the exact route to get to where you needed to go, and I had to look it up. But I don't know, maybe I'm a Lion King savant.
I've heard that the NES one is actually pretty hard too, because I've actually watched TMR, the Mexican runner, because he reruns all his old NES Mania, where he played every single PAL and NTSC Nintendo game that ever released.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen him play that, and I mean, it looks janky.
Yeah, the NES game just feels like a janky ROM hack. And that version is on there. And yeah, it's pretty bad, but I don't know, maybe it's just because I played it so much as a kid, I didn't notice, I just got really good at it.
I mean, the game could have been hard as a kid, it's just you played so much of it, you got good at it.
Mm-hmm. The Dark Souls of Disney games.
The Dark Souls of Disney games.
But did you guys know that there was a new Sega Genesis game released in 2025?
I heard about that. I think I heard about that, but that's as much as I know.
It was called Eartheon, and it was produced by Yuzo Koshiro, who is one of the Genesis' most famous composers. And I
Streets of Rage person, right?
Yeah, I had picked it up on because it's on sale right now. It's regularly like $20, but I think it's on sale for like $8 or $9. And it's a shoot 'em up in the vein of the R-Type, Gradius, and it is a really good shoot 'em up. And I got sucked into playing that for a couple of hours, and it has a neat little progression system where you get these upgrade nodes and you have to beat the level with the upgrade node in your inventory. And if you do, you can upgrade your ship to have more health or more weapon energy. Or if you've already upgraded, you can add yourself lives. And when you beat the game, it gives you a password. And you can take that password and use it to play higher difficulty levels. So I was kind of running the game on easy over and over again to upgrade my ship to ridiculous levels so that I can then do a run in normal mode and see if I could actually get through the damn normal mode. Because, I mean, even though you can do this, the game still has lives and continues. So you've only got a limited number of tries to get through the game. But the weapons are really neat, because you get lasers and homing lasers and stuff like that, and it's just a really fun little shoot 'em up, if you're into classic shoot 'em ups. And I'm in kind of a holding pattern right now because I'm just waiting for Adventures of Elliot to come out, so I'd been kind of picking at different games. Like, that's why I kind of got down the Genesis or the 16-bit rabbit hole, but I ended up settling on Saga Emerald Beyond for the time being, because I looked ahead and realized, oh crap, we got a backtrack coming up on that in August. I'd better at least start it.
Oh, I got your backtrack homework.
Yeah. So that's what I played most of the night last night, and it's a fun little Saga game. It's a lot more linear than Saga games typically are. Saga games are rather notorious for just kind of dumping you in the world and being like, figure it out. And this one kind of gives you a little bit more of a direction. Granted, you end up in an area where you can pick from like several different doors to go through to go to different worlds to kind of figure out those worlds' problems. But the game does
par for the course for a Saga game.
Yeah, but the game does a much better job than past Saga games of like leading you to the spot where then you can kind of pick your poison. And I'm playing. I picked the cowboy chick and the girl with the covered face because they're both cops. And right off the bat, they get three cat companions in their party, named Hiss, Purr, and Meow. And that they're very good kitties, and I love them. But that's pretty much what
Kelly will play.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I'm playing until Adventures of Elliot comes out. I figured that I could easily kind of pause that and go back to it as needed.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
What about you? Tam?
Me?
Yeah.
I've been playing Honkai Star Rail.
Fair enough. I've been playing Project Gorgon.
Yeah.
Cool, we're done.
I did beat World 4 in Honkai Star Rail, though.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so I'm through Amorphous, something like that. I cried. And I fought a boss that was bigger than planets, so, and it tried to destroy the universe. I don't want to be too spoilery, because
that's
it's
okay.
Very
you don't need to be. All right, so that's it for
our
show.
That's all I played this week.
That's it for our show. I'm going to say thank you for bearing with us through this long slog of news. I hope you found something interesting for your gaming future in all those announcements and release dates and details. I would like to repeat our question of the week for you, which is, would you play a 3D, 2D remake of the first six Final Fantasy games? No. Do you want? Of course you'd play it. Do you want them to do that?
I want them to do that, just because I think they'd be cool. And I was looking forward to this week's show just because of all the good, cool announcements that were dropped.
Yeah, honestly, I want you to know the stream time has this at 2.5 hours, which is actually pretty standard.
Yeah.
Fair enough. If you'd like to answer that question, tell them how to answer that question, Tam. Where can they put it?
They can put it on our Discord under the podcast channel.
Mm-hmm.
They can respond to the news article on our website at www.rpgamer.com. They can post it on the YouTube comments, which we hopefully do remember to check before the show. They can... I don't know where else they can put it. Where else can they put it, Chris?
The show thread. Did you say the show thread? So if you go to the post on our website, rpgamer.com, for RPGcast at 816, not 316, you can leave a comment right there on the show.
Okay. Yeah, no, I did say that. Yes.
Okay, then you got me. I think that's it. I want to thank my cats who have traded positions now, and Eclipse is gone, and Scamper is here, both occupying the space that there was a cat bed, but now there isn't a cat bed. And that's making them happy. I'm going to continue playing Project Gorgon this week. What are you going to play this week, Robert?
More
Honkai.
More Honkai. Okay, okay.
What about you, Kelly?
More Saga until my copy of Elliot.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Is there a show next week or is that the week after?
I can't
remember what the schedule was.
I can't remember either, so I will go look.
Your husband posted it.
Yeah, there's no show next week because Andy and I are at a place. Andy is going to Andy's doing a book convention thing, so.
Okay, that's the book convention. Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I hope it is. Otherwise, I'm going to be bored. All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Certainly have had enough news to last for a couple weeks, so.
Yeah.
See how it is next time.
All the game announcements.
All the games. 14 more Digital Devil games, maybe. So we'll round out that series.
They need to re-release those two Avatar Tuner games because they're kind of stuck on PS2 right now.
Oof.
Yeah, I thought they were available digitally on like the PlayStation Store.
Only on PlayStation 3 right now. Because they didn't bring forward a lot of those PS2 classics, unfortunately.
Well, see you in a couple weeks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.